The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, good to have you back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today, Gil. How are you?
I am fine. One of the big things going on in real estate, especially in states like Florida and California and New York, are people from around the world that can be as close as Canada or as far away as wherever you can imagine, buying real estate here in the States. And what do they need to know to be able to do that?
Well, there are a bunch of things. You know, the process may be very different from what someone is used to, the way we do things here. It's interesting to note, too, that just over half of all foreign-born households living in the U.S. own their own home. So I think there's a strong desire to be homeowners when folks come here, when they immigrate here. You know, it's part of the American dream.
Exactly. They may be buying a place, you know, long before they actually may be even heading towards citizenship. It may be long before they actually get it that they are buying a home and settling down. So what do they need to have put together here?
I'm going to run through a number of things. So first of all, they have to be ready to prove who they are. They don't have to have their citizenship, a green card, or any particular type of visa before you buy a home in the U.S., but you do need something called an individual taxpayer identification number. That's a number assigned by the Internal Revenue Service to foreign nationals who need to file income tax returns. The other thing you need is a valid foreign passport or two or more current photo identifications.
Okay. Now, not every country has anything like the 30-year fixed mortgages or anything like that that we have here in the United States. So I imagine our mortgage system is going to be a mystery to some people.
Excellent point. No. In fact, the U.S. is kind of unique in that sense that of our mortgage process. And in many cases, we're the envy of the world. So you want to plan. You're going to have to plan to get a mortgage so you don't have to save your money for years to become a homeowner and start building equity. In a lot of countries, that's what folks do. You know, the homeownership rates are a lot less because they literally have to, you know, save under their mattress to be able to buy the home, and they have to pay for it all up front. But the U.S. home loan market offers many safe, affordable mortgages. You know, a lot of things that come into play. To get a U.S. mortgage, you must establish credit and earn a good credit score, just like if you were a U.S. citizen. To boost your score, you want to open a U.S. bank account and credit card accounts, and you want to report all your income on your tax returns. Lenders use tax returns to verify income, right, and decide how much you can afford to borrow to buy a home. That isn't the case in all countries, so folks who are buying from outside the U.S. or who have immigrated here need to be aware of that. Then when it's time to apply for a mortgage, you'll find major banks with global operations have experience working with foreign buyers and tend to have a process for verifying credit established in other countries. So you want to look for a bank that has a global footprint.
And finally, I think it's just understanding all of the things, you know, title insurance. There are a lot of things that are going to happen at closing. It might be a mystery. They're a mystery to first-time home buyers. So I imagine if you're an international buyer, you're new to this country, you really have to have a good handle on what to expect.
You do. And that's something that your realtor can really help you with, too. You know, you need to take a holistic view. You need to consider all the real estate-related expenses you'll have as a homeowner. Once you get that under your belt, including things like your property taxes, your homeowner's insurance, maintenance costs. So it's really a good idea to set up a financial plan for your home so you know how much money to set aside for your ongoing expenses.
Okay, and you can find more tips, I'm sure, at houselogic.com/radio on everything we just talked about.
Yes, you can. And I just think it's wonderful that, you know, people want to achieve the American dream here of homeownership. It's a great thing.
Yeah, really sets up some roots here for them. Pamela Gertz-Gavati from houselogic.com. Pamela, good to talk to you. Talk to you next week.
Good to talk to you, Gil. Take care.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.